Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson. During these trying times, so many people are getting sick, physically and or mentally, mostly due to lack of deep sleep, exercise, fear, eating poorly, drinking too much sodas, alcohol, or juices, etc. Therefore, the topic, how to create what you want in health. My background is as nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, best-selling author of a stress reduction book, and certified transformational health and wellness coach, with over 50 years in exposure in the medical field. I did mention earlier that I was able to go and work with my aunt at her hospital in Europe and, you know, help with teeny tiny things with patient care, like pouring water into their glasses and maybe help them to make the bed and stuff like that, things that were not dangerous to anybody and always with the patient's consent. They were just happy to have a friendly young face in the room and to talk to them. And it gave me the opportunity to learn another language at that time. So that was fun. And then later on, I went and worked with my uncle in his praxis. He was a doctor, of course, in a rural area. And, you know, sometimes he had to go up the mountain to go take care of clients or patients. And so I got to man the office for him with the tasks that were appropriate for my age level, though it did give me joy and encouragement to follow in that field. And that's why I became a nurse. And the rest is history, you know, we just kind of moved on from there. But anyway, how do we create health, which is actually what I wanted to know and talk about? Our habits. Then our habits make us. What an interesting statement. And I'm pretty sure that was written by Dr. Scott Wayne Anderson. And I just love that because it makes sense. We first make our habits, then our habits make us. Let me just ask you, how long does it take to form a habit? Because there are controversial answers out there. I remember I was told 21 days, then I was told 14 days, and now we're talking about 66 days. Till it's really ingrained in us and it becomes a natural habit, one we don't even have to think about it anymore because it's so ingrained in us. So let's say 66 days to create the habit. Now, how do we do that? And what is, you know, what does it serve us? So we need to be clear why we are here and we need to explore why we want to make a change. Knowing what we want to accomplish, we figure out what we want to create in terms of our health and well-being. So it's not just action, it's also thinking that we need to do. The goal is to awaken what is really important to us and explore the areas we are willing and able to work on right now. This is the point where we move from the discovery phase to the creative and work phase. It's where the rubber meets the road. And I'm sure you've heard that one more than once before. So before I go any further, I want to paraphrase a story that I've heard told many times. And the more I hear it and think about it, the more it makes sense. So it goes something like this, professor, and he went into the classroom and he had a couple of containers on his desk and one of them was a clear glass jar. So at the beginning of the lesson or of the lecture, he raised that clear glass jar and asked the students, "Is that jar full?" And they said, "No." He goes, "Good." And then he took the rocks. You know, the rocks in life are our macro habits. Those are the most important things we need to actually achieve health. So he took some rocks, that's a symbolism here, and put them in a jar, as many as he could fit, you know, six or so. And he said to the class when he raised his jar, "Is this jar full?" And the student said, "Yes, sir, the jar is full." And he kind of shook his head and said, "Not quite." Then he took some little pebbles and he poured those in. And the students could see, because he was holding up the jar, that the pebbles were going through the little grooves and the little air spaces that there were, so they could actually go to the bottom of the jar and fill up. And he goes, "Is the jar full now?" And the students, "Yes, sir, the jar is full." And he said, "Not yet." Then he took the container that had the sand in it, and he poured some sand in it, then shook the jar a little bit and added a little bit more sand. And the students just looking, their mouths dropping wide open, and just, what in the world is this all about? And then he said, the professor said, "Is the jar full?" They said, "Yes, sir, the jar is full." And he said, "Not yet." So he took the water pitcher and poured some water over the rocks, the pebbles, and the sand. And the students could see, because he was holding up the jar high up so they could see it, that the water was seeping through the sand and the pebbles and the rocks and filled up the little holes that were still there till it was up to the rim. And the professor goes, "And now is the jar full?" And they said, "Yes." And he goes, "Correct. Now the jar is full." So why did I start with the rocks, the biggest obstacle in there, the biggest object that I put in there? And the students were not quite sure. He said, "Well, let's try to do it the other way. Just picture it. If I were to put in the water first and fill the jar with water, and then I would try to put sand in, what would happen?" And they go, "Oh, the water would spill out." "Mm-hmm, correct. And what if I were to add pebbles now, what would happen?" "More water would spill out." "Yes, class, absolutely. And do you think I could add some rocks to it?" "Well, only if you want the water to totally overflow." "Yeah." But they knew he couldn't. So the moral of the story is, it's wise for us to start in our lives with the macro habits and then add micro habits to it, smaller things, till we have the life that we want to create. And so what are macro habits? So I have six of them right here that I want to mention. Healthy weight management, healthy eating and hydration, healthy motion, healthy sleep, healthy mind, and healthy surroundings. Now, okay, each word has the word healthy in front of it, so we know it has to do with health. But what does weight management, eating, hydration, motion, sleep, and surroundings have to do with health? And that's where the rubber meets the road. So let's start with the first one, just as they are in order. Weight management. Okay, it's not that we need to go on a diet, because in my opinion, diets don't work. However, what does work, and I experienced that, that's why I'm so passionate about it, what does work is to change our habits and eat like 6 times a day smaller meals to keep the body fueled steadily, but we eat less when we eat more often, and we can choose to eat healthier. And so it's not that we starve our body and then we oversaturate it and our blood sugars go up and down and up and down and spike and drop. And that's actually what's causing diabetes, the sugar illness. And that's the first thing we want to avoid. So that's why healthy weight management is crucial. Another thing is every extra pound we carry around on our body puts 4 pounds of pressure on our joints. Now, if your knees are hurting or your ankles are hurting or your hips or anything is hurting and you know you're overweight, there is something that you can do about. Now, how do we know if we're a healthy weight, overweight, obese, or morbidly obese? Well, there are some guidelines. First of all, we can look in a mirror. And if we have a muffin top or if we have a belly that's hanging over our belt or our skirts or pants or whatever we're wearing, we know there's too much. When the belly is so big that we can't see our toes, we know it's too big, unless we women are pregnant, you know, several months and carrying a baby, then that's an obvious, that's a given. There's nothing wrong with it. In general, those are some guidelines. Another one is if your BMI is above 24.9, you're overweight. If it's above 30, you're obese. And if it's above 33 or 34, you're morbidly obese. Well, how can you figure that out? It's actually quite simple formula. Take your height, and I think everybody knows how tall they are. So in my case, I'm shrunk down to 5'0", so that's 60 inches. So you take the inches and you square them, so that would be 60 times 60 is 3,600. Okay, remember that number. So in order to figure out my BMI, I would take 703, that's 703, times my weight, let's say 122, and that gives me a number, and then divide that by 3,600 for the 60 times 60. So let's see where that would get us. We can just try that. I said 703 times 122 divided by 3,600 equals 23.82. So that's a healthy BMI for me. Okay, so you can do that with you, whatever you are. And there are even charts out there that kind of help you with that, with your height and your weight, and figure out what the BMI is. But that's just a guideline. It's also how you feel. So let's take that into consideration. The next one, healthy eating and hydration. With the eating, I already shared 6 times a day, smaller meals, or we call them actually fuelings, because I refer to our body as a car. When you drive a car and you run out of fuel, what happens? The car stutters and does not move anymore. It stops. It comes to a halt. It doesn't go any further. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't go. The same with our body. It doesn't. When it doesn't have fuelings, it's not energized and it cannot go. So by eating regularly, you not only regulate your blood sugar and keep it steady throughout the day, but you keep the body energized throughout the day. The same with hydration, which means drinking water and not juices, sodas, and alcohol, because juices are too high in sugar and they add weight to your body. And alcohol is sugar. Everything ending in alcohol is a sugar that adds weight to your body and doesn't help you to digest everything that you've eaten. So it's drinking water, that's hydration, and the minimum is 64 ounces, preferably more, to 100 ounces or more, depending on your height and your body weight. There's also a general rule of thumb, half your weight in ounces. So if you're 150 pounds, then it would be 75 ounces, which is better than, you know, one glass, two glasses. No, that's a start. So I don't want to knock that down. That's a start. Healthy motion. Why are we having so much trouble moving around or standing instead of sitting for everything? So healthy motion is a minimum of 2,000 steps a day, a minimum. The best is to get up slowly but steadily to 10,000 steps a day, because that's really helping you keep active and it keeps your body healthy. Healthy sleep. Oh my. You know, don't eat and drink just before you go to bed. Stop about an hour before you go, so you can still go to the restroom before you go to bed and get ready for day, for nighttime. Don't watch TV before you go to bed right then and there. Stop at least an hour before and have your ritual, like get ready, take your shower, you know, brush your teeth, wash your face, put your night lotion on, maybe do some meditation or some stretches, something to just make you relax, some yoga, whatever really works for you to calm down. Make sure you don't have any distractions with radios and blue lights and things like that when you're in bed, so you can get ready for it with your ritual. For me, it's my prayer, it's reading my goals and dreams that I write down every month, and it's reading a scroll in that 10 ancient scrolls for success from Og Mandino, because that puts me in a very positive mood before I go to sleep. So that's all awesome to do. So having said that, let's go on to the next one, which is that healthy sleep. So you sleep much better. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night to go use the bathroom, and you're more rested in the morning when you wake up. Healthy mind. Oh my, isn't that a challenge these days? What is a healthy mind? Okay, I would say it's a positive mind, but can we be 100% positive 24/7? That's a tough challenge. On the other hand, we have a choice. We dwell on the negative. It doesn't just wear on our mind, it wears in our body. Because remember how many times I've said that your mind or mindset actually can cause health or illness depending on what you focus on. So right now, again, there's so much negativity out there, you know, resulting out of fear and whatnot, and that is not good. So it's better to just definitely focus on the positive. And when the negative hits us, let's go into the stop challenge twos. I've mentioned that so many times. I think you might know by now what it is. Otherwise, go to a previous episode and you will hear about it. And the healthy surroundings, that has to do a lot with the five people you are closest to. Ask yourself, are they healthier than you are, or they're unhealthier than you are? Then make a decision. Are they really serving you in getting healthier yourself, or are they holding you back from it? Would it be better to take a little bit of a distance for a while till you are strong enough and healthy enough so you can lead them by example and help them get healthier? Good question, isn't it? So what are some things that we can use? There's something called a structural tension to organize your macro habits, and it has to do with current reality, secondary choices, and desired results. And just for the ones who don't know what that means, and don't feel bad, it took me a while to get it, but it's actually quite easy to understand under current reality. And you can write that down for yourself. Current reality, What are your facts right now? What is your weight? Put down your weight. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a slender, firm, attractive person? Or do you see a person with a muffin top? Do you see a person whose hips are really huge or whose booty is really huge? And I'm not saying you had anything to do with it. Some of it is DNA, but that's the way you perceive yourself, right? And then what is the circumference of your waist? Is it 35 inches? Is it 40 inches? Is it 28 inches? You know that the models have those rules, what their bosom has to be, what their waist has to be, and what their hips have to be in order to be a supermodel. Not that I agree with that, but that's the way it is. So when you've written down your current reality, go to the next section under for secondary choices. And for me, for example, it's portion control with the 6 meals a day, every 2.5 to 3 hours, within half an hour to an hour from getting up till an hour before I go to bed. Eating breakfast every day is so important. Leaving that out sets you up for failure for the day. Every morning, even if it's not, it doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be healthy. Eat low glycemic carbs only. So the high glycemic carbs don't really serve you, but the low glycemic carbs is what your body needs and digests much better. Eat a lean and green every day. What is that? Lean is the protein, the meats, be it fish, chicken, turkey, pork, some beef, not too often, because it's quite high in cholesterol. So you want to just choose what's healthy. And I actually have charts and things, for those foods, so I can give you guidelines if you choose to know more. And drink a minimum of 8 8-ounce glasses of water daily, which is the 64 ounces. Unless you're only 4'5" and weigh maybe 85, 90 pounds, then you don't want to go too high. But, you know, most people are 5 foot and above. And then what is your desired result? I want to be healthy. I want my weight to be actually even less than 122, maybe 120 or 118. And I want my waist to be under 30 inches. So those are my goals. I just gave you an example for it. So you can make that for yourself, what is best for you. And you can actually rewrite your own story from where you are right now with your current reality, secondary choices, and the results you want to where you want to go, right? So from where you are now to where you want to go. And if you need help with it, I'll be more than happy to give you a 30-minute health goal assessment, and then we can work together, if you choose to reach your goal. And that is my gift to you, because I am so passionate about it. I so love what I'm doing. And this is more fulfilling to me than nursing ever was, than fitness training ever was, because now I have complete control over my health in body, mind, and finances, and I get to choose what serves me best and don't have somebody else tell me what I need to do. So I really hope that I was able to bring some value to you today with this information. I know it's far from complete. I just touched on the surface. However, I believe it should have awakened you in some areas and given you some thoughts to ponder. So in order for you to receive your 30-minute health goal assessment with me, that's a one-on-one, private, very personal, you can write to me at dythonson@gmail.com. make sure you put in the subject line BTR for Block Talk Radio and what you would like, because the first emails always go in the spam folder and I need to fish them out. Or you can voicemail me or text me at 562-35-4956. Again, that's 562-335-4956. That's just for voicemail or text. Leave me a precise, quick message with your name and phone number and the purpose. So when I get back to you, I know how much time to set aside so I can focus on you and not be interrupted. And that's actually one of the reasons why I do not answer phone calls unless they're scheduled, because it's too distractive. I do not want to multitask when I'm talking to you. I want to be respectful of your time and my time, and I want to give you 100% of myself, my skills, my passion, my knowledge, and not be distracted by other things. So I really hope that this has, as I said, given you some value, that you enjoy it. You can share it with others. And I wish you a most wonderful week and talk to you next week again. Take care.